Welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanaticure, on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Two Lacquered Ladies.
Well, hi there. How you doing, Steph? Holding in there? You're not on fire?
I'm not currently on fire. However, I will tell you that last night I was cooking some broccoli in the old oven and there was a smell. There was a smelly smell.
Smelly.
And I was like, it smells like something's burning. It smells like something plastic is burning. So my husband and I are looking around. We're trying to find what it is. And it turns out that a silicone trivet was stuck to the bottom of the sheet pan.
Oh, no.
Luckily, it came off great because it's silicone and it doesn't stick, even if it got melted and reconstituted.
That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a funny story because it was just a silicone trivet. We found it. And we were like, okay. But yeah, we are in Southern California. My husband and I were in Anaheim, and there have been fires in LA in the Palisades area. And I gotta tell you, the Palisades have always been kind of a mystery to me. I've always heard people be like, the Palisades. And I'm like, yes, the Palisades. That place. So I'm learning a little bit more of where that actually is, which is close to some of my family, but the wind is going totally in the opposite direction of my family and opposite direction of Hubs and I. We don't even smell the fire. It's going all out to sea. If you look at it from the satellite footage, it's just like going out to sea.
Good. That's the best scenario for the terrible situation that it is. I was in some California forest fires in my youth when we were up there in the summer. And I remember driving, we had to evacuate. I remember driving through the smoke and stuff. Like, I wasn't driving, my mom was, but you know, it was scary. And you could see the flames coming up over the hill and stuff. And like, it's really scary. So if you are someone you know is affected by those fires, our hearts go out to you. And we wish you the best of luck in the best possible situation.
Absolutely. And by the way, I did hear a really excellent story from my personal favorite brand and one of Danny's too. Orly, which has its home in LA, is actually offering to restock salons that have lost their product.
That is awesome. Yay, Orly. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Orly. Orly's always like, I have such respect for Orly. Of course, they're the world's largest independent nail polish brand.
Yes.
And I just ordered from them. I never order from anybody anymore except for Polish Pickup. But I was running so low on some of my staples. So finally, we got some white tips. We got some sassiness. We got some claim to fame from the Sad Clown collection.
never thought you would be reordering from that collection. But you know, Orly has a way of taking over your heart. I actually just reordered some favorites as well, but that was from Holo Taco because they're retiring so many shades. But we can talk about that later. But you've been living life. You've still been going out and having fun. And you had a lot of fun this weekend, so I've heard.
Yeah, I did have a lot of fun this weekend. This weekend, I went to see a band called Priest. And this band has just like absolutely stolen my heart, just like randomly overnight, basically. Like I started listening to them in October. And I was really, really happy that I could go see the show because actually their show before, the one that I saw, which was down in Orange County, was in LA. And it did get canceled because of the fires.
Mm.
So yeah, they did get to reschedule. Thank goodness. I hope the next one, I hope in a month when they get back from tour, the fires are out. Knock on wood. But yeah, if you want to check out Priest, do make sure you are 18 plus or at least keep it to YouTube while you're watching their stuff. Because they are a bit of an edgy band, but they are also just really incredibly cool people. And I know that because I got to meet one of them. I got to meet the lead singer. And I really want to tell the story because it is absolutely wild. And it makes me believe that magic and unicorns and love is all real.
Go for it.
But yeah, so like I said, I started listening to Priest in about October. I heard their song Obey, which is still my favorite song of theirs. And I was like, literally, I'd been listening to an album by one of my favorite bands, The Birthday Massacre, who is another, they're both synth goth, but one of them's like hard synth goth, and the other one's like, it feels like you're kind of in an 80s shopping mall, but all the lyrics are kind of like weirder than you would think they would be.
My favorite shopping mall experience.
Precisely. I need to send you, what is it called? The Longest View. Speaking of shopping malls, you got to see this. But anyway,
okay.
That'll be for our private time. but yeah, so they're very different bands in some ways, very similar bands in other ways, very similar people who listen to them, which is, I think, why they got recommended. But I heard their song Obey, and it slapped so dang hard that I literally was like, who is this band? I must follow this band. I must listen to everything, which really hasn't happened to me since I discovered Scissor Sisters in high school, which is a band that got famous for their song I Can't Decide, which is on Doctor Who and every fan edit of anything ever made. And I liked them before they were cool. I just want you to know.
It's funny how our relationship with music changes as we grow up. Because, yeah, the last time I, like, listened to an entire album all the way through, probably high school, maybe college. But, yeah, as an adult, I'm just, like, cherry picking. I'm like, I like that song, and I will look up no others. Yes.
I do think that the way that we listen to music has changed since we were both in high school, in that if I wanted to listen to a CD in my hearse or in my Scion XB, I had to put the CD in.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to just be like, I mean, some people were at a stoplight being like, let me change that. But my husband bought me, no, I think I had my first iPod in high school. And then my husband bought me my first one that could play videos. So this is like kind of a new, you know, it's like we've changed how we listen to music. We have the luxury of cherry picking.
Yeah. And that just shows how special Priest was, that you did actually seek out more songs and weren't just like, oh, I like this one song.
Yeah, absolutely. I just like this one song. Exactly. So I was so excited. And a bunch of other bands came up then, and I actually started listening to a lot of their music. My number one listened song on Spotify, I also found that same day, and it was from another band. I don't think I really like anything else from that band, except for that song is the best song perhaps ever. Anyway, so I was listening to them, and I was asking all of my musically inclined friends who were in a kind of adjacent sphere if they knew of this band. The band is made up of people who left another band called Ghost, which is a much more famous band. So a lot of them knew that band. One of them knew about Priest, and he's like a goth DJ. So it's like, if he didn't know about Priest, it'd be like, what you doing over there?
Are you qualified?
Yeah, you're unqualified for your job, sir. That's MP3J Sark. Occasionally he comes into chat over on Twitch. So say hi to him. Next time you see him, he's great. But I was asking around, and I wasn't really getting anybody telling me they knew this band. And then finally, I actually was out buying stuff to make minis. I was at this hobby shop, and there was this chick there, and I heard her from across the store talking about how she was really into Fallout and Dragon Age. And I was buying stuff to make Fallout minis, and we talked and became great. No, we didn't talk immediately because I was so nervous to talk to this person.
This obvious government plant. Yeah.
She wasn't so obvious yet, but she became, the government sent her to me. She's great. The government sent her to me, and thank you to the government for my plant. I love my plant. Anyway, so I finally worked up the courage to talk to her and show her some of my minis. We made plans to hang out and play Fallout, and I added her on Discord, and nothing. 2 weeks.
Yep.
Nothing. And that is understandable on Discord. Discord's like a lot for a lot of people. I am pretty good at keeping up with Discord, but like, I think a lot of people, they just feel like they need to keep up with everything if they keep up with anything on Discord. And so they log in, they go, and then they log off.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I don't know what happened. Maybe she didn't see my friend request. I'll just, you know, continue on with my life. But I decided to check out her Twitter that was connected to her account, mostly just to see what her pronouns were. And I got there and I'm looking and I'm like, this title image looks very familiar. And Priest is a masked band. They wear masks like Daft Punk. And so some of them aren't even like the lead singer. You can look up his real name, but a lot of them you can't. So like I was looking at that and I was like, oh my God, that's the lead singer of Priest. That's who's on her thing. And I scrolled down and she basically had like number one Priest fan,
yeah,
like written under there. And then like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go back to the game store and I am going to find out about this. So I go to the game store. She's there. We chat. Of course, she like hasn't seen that I messaged her on Discord. She's very embarrassed about it. and then I'm like, yeah, so I went onto your Twitter and I saw some things and she's like, oh no. Oh, no. And I also found out she was in the Slasher fandom, which I'm adjacent with Bromshealshire. And she even has stories about when she first saw the boy in theaters.
they should just change it at this point. But yes,
they call the second one Brahms the Boy Too, but we don't talk about the second one.
What second movie?
Exactly.
They didn't make up a second movie.
Okay. Tangent time on a tangent time. Honestly, they didn't.
Yeah. Because
they completely retconned.
Totally different movie.
The movie doesn't talk about us, so we don't talk about the movie.
There you go.
We live separate lives. The Brahms fandom and the Boy 2 fandom, which I don't think exists. But anyway, so crazy. We have so much in common. So I was like, no, we have like so much in common. I literally think you're a government plant. Literally in a sarcastic sense. And she's like, wait, like what? And I point to her gigantic Priest pin, which I now own one. I point to her two, actually. I bought two. I point to her gigantic Priest pin and I'm like that. And she's like, oh my God, you're a Priest fan. And I'm like, okay. I'm a budding Priest fan. I'm starting out. So yeah, we had this great conversation. And it turns out that during the pandemic, she found herself with her stimulus check and she actually didn't feel like she needed it more than this band who couldn't tour, couldn't make money, were really struggling. So she donated her whole stimulus check to this band.
Wow. That's a patron of the arts right there. Like actual Renaissance throwback.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we've been absolutely inspired since this whole thing happened. Hubs and I have subscribed to their Patreon. We are considering the top tier. I'm nervous because it includes dinner. And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
That'll be a nervous time for Stephanie.
The only time I've had dinner with a celebrity was dinner with Shamu at SeaWorld. And it was delightful. I had a wonderful time. So I recommend celebrity dinners whenever you can.
The only time I had dinner with a celebrity that I can recall. Okay. Well, actually, you know, I've known a few people who have been celebrities after I've known them. And then I was going to say, I did have somebody who I went to school with who was a celebrity at the time, kind of. And I did have his mom's baked ziti and also a number of other meals because we were friends.
But that baked ziti, though.
I think about it a lot, actually.
That's awesome.
It was yummy. Also, director Justin Simien, who directed Dear White People and the newer Haunted Mansion movie, one time ordered a thin crust pizza while we were on a road trip, and I will never forgive him.
Yeah. Who likes thin crust? Just get flatbread. Thin crust pizza, trash. Flatbread, acceptable.
I think you're right. I think the biggest thing is I was hungry and we didn't get a lot of pizzas. And I was like, there would be more pizza here. Anyway, I'm like so tangenting, but whatever. It's just happening today.
Is this a tertiary tangent, perhaps?
Yeah. We might be up to what the quadruciary.
Quaternary?
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 That sounds like you're having a heart attack.
Yeah. Sorry. Let me just put my own tangent on here.
You deserve it.
Telling my students at my last class, like, it's really hard being educated in science in Texas because Texas professors pronounce everything different from everybody. So I've been saying these words a certain way my whole life. And then I'll like watch a video or something from somebody from somewhere else and they'll say it just not how I expected it to be said. It's like hearing the name Hermione out loud for the first time. I'm just like, what?
We've all had that experience.
Yeah.
Unless you were raised by a Shakespeare professor, you said that wrong.
Yeah. There's no way. So it's always fun trying to figure out how to say words.
Yeah, yeah. I lived, of course, in Southern California my whole life, and we speak network standard English. So everything that we say is correct. Yeah. No, anyway. Point is, though, I'll go back to the actual story, but I really enjoyed that tangent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I found out that because she had given them this very large gift, that she like knows them now and she sees them at the concerts and she chats with them and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. Whoa, that's so cool. That's crazy. So there was a concert coming up, which I'd been looking at on their schedule. Like, should I? Hubs, should I? Should we? And she's like, are you going? And I'm like, well, I guess I am now.
I have to.
I guess I'm going now. And then I was like, should I make them minis? And she was like, yes, yes, make them minis. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. So that was about a month before the concert. And leading up to the concert, we had kind of like fallen in and out of contact. We hadn't really been able to get together. The holidays happened. And I kind of like didn't know if this was actually going to be happening, if because she said she would like, you know, introduce me and let me give them to them. And I had so many other things to do that I was like putting this on the back burner for now. Just putting this on the back burner. We're going to come back to it. Maybe we'll have to rush, but we'll see. So don't hear from her for a while. Ask her some questions. Don't hear from her. Go back to the shop. And she's there and she's like, oh, yeah, I got your question. Let me answer it and all this stuff. And I'm like, OK, so I should be doing this.
I should be working on these.
I should be. And she's like, yes. Yeah. So I go home and my 3D printer is broken.
Oh, no.
Luckily, it's an easy fix. My screen on my resin tank was ripped and that is intended to be replaced. But I didn't have anything to replace it with. So I had to order it from the company. They're very fast in shipping, but it was like a Thursday. So I got it on like Tuesday and the concert was on Saturday. So I made these, like the lead singer, I had made the figure and sculpted his little jacket, the base of it, not even the lapel. And I sculpted his little jacket, but that's like literally all I had done. So luckily during the time that I was waiting for my stuff, I was able to design the other two band members in a program called Hero Forge, but they didn't have everything I needed for the minis, so I have to sculpt on top of them. So I'm printing stuff, I'm figuring it out, I'm trying to put little spikes all over Mercury, the lead singer, and spikes are so hard to do yourself because the smallest spike you can get for nail art mm-hmm. is the size of this model's head.
Yeah, that's no good.
I'm working on these. Husbando says that I'm basically like in a competition show. I'm just working around the clock.
Go, go, go. Make it work.
Yeah. The only thing I'm doing other than this is sleeping and cooking food because those are the two things that are non-negotiable in yes. my life. As it's just those two things. And like the house, absolute mess. I've never been so happy to clean my house in my life and I'm still not done. And I finished them and they're not exactly perfect, but they are pretty good. And I am happy to give them to the band.
You have pictures, right?
I do have pictures. I will link the pictures.
I just want to make sure our audience gets excited to go to our YouTube page and click follow and like, and then click on your pictures.
Yes, yes. Please do that. If you're listening to this and have not done that already, which is weird, but okay. And also scroll down and click on these pictures because I am so dang proud of these. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-person band. I worked my butt off on these and they look so, so good, but I can make them look even better. And that's where the story is going because we go to meet up with our friend. We do. I'm super jazzed. You know, because like it's been a little rocky, but she totally came through and she's amazing. And thank you so much for everything, honestly. So yeah, we get into the venue. We're in line to get merch. I spend a fortune on merch because it's also good. And then I turn and look to the side and I see she's talking to this very handsome man. And I'm not going to share a picture of this because I don't know how that is allowed. But she did get a picture of me talking to him without his mask. And I was like, I didn't know you got a picture. And they actually had taken the minis away from me when I got in. So I wasn't able to hand them directly to him. They are allegedly with their stuff. Hopefully they got them. Please say you got them, dudes, if you're listening. But like, I walk up and she's like, Stephanie, come over here. And she's like, this is Mercury. And I'm like, Oh, hello. And so like, it was loud and confusing and he speaks Swedish. He also speaks English, but you know, there was like a bit of a barrier to communication happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got you a present, but they took it at the door, but oh, I could show you pictures. So I showed him pictures and he's like, wow, you made these? And I was like, yeah, I did, you know, whatever. And then I'm hearing him say, these would look good in a miniature city. And I'm thinking a theoretical miniature city. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And he's like, no, we're making a miniature city. Yeah, exactly. That's a fun hypothetical. Yeah, they'd look cool. So he goes like, no, we're making a miniature city for a project and we could use these. And then I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, let me make you other ones because these are not that good. So we start talking. And, you know, of course, I'm saying the whole like, go, like, I'll do whatever. And he's like, well, we'll pay you. And I'm like, oh, incredible. Thank you. But then I was like, but these are gifts. Like, these are gifts for you. And he's like, wait, I get to have these?
They're real?
I was like, yes.
They're happening?
They're real. They're backstage for you. So, yeah, we had an incredible night. I got a big old sweaty hug from Mercury. It was great. I am never going to wash that shirt or my body ever again. So sorry for the stank.
I have some objections, but, you know, it's your life.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, it was great. And I'm so grateful to my friend for she really went out on a limb and we don't know each other that well yet. And so the fact that she was willing to arrange that and figure it out and introduce me to somebody incredibly special to her, it was just incredible. And then the band, like, well, I'm just kind of going by the one guy, but I'm assuming one of his bandmates is his dad and he raised him. So I'm assuming he's cool too. he was just so kind, so cool. And it was the highlight of my life. Like, honestly, it was great.
So you got home super late, probably.
So yeah, I didn't get home too late, but I was exhausted. And then the next morning, 9 a.m., baby, it is stream time. And with two of our friends who have much bigger audiences than we do. So the pressure was on. But yeah, we did a stream with Linry and Nicole Loves Nails. And oh boy, it was an absolute pleasure. Danny, how was that for you?
Oh, it was so much fun. I'm so happy to do a group stream again. We used to do them pretty frequently with another group on Twitch, but now we've kind of both migrated over to YouTube quite a bit. So it's fun to get that audience involved and stuff. So yeah, first group stream in a while. It was really chill and really nice. Thank you, everyone who came. The chat was amazing. Everyone was having a good time and behaving themselves relatively well. But not too well behaved, which is always fun.
Yeah, especially since we kind of have Danny has a bit of a rule where she's going to be good. And if the chat gets a little bit raunchy, a little within reason, there's an auto mod.
Yes.
Within reason, she's not going to be too mad. So there were a couple times where I was like, well, I'm just going to go over to the chat.
Yeah, because that's the thing with four people. It's really nice because if you want to take a break from talking for a while, you totally can. And the stream won't drop off because with four people, somebody's having a conversation. But yeah, there was one point where Steph got real quiet. And then I saw her name pop up in the chat and I was like, what's happening? But then you got real quiet again towards the end of stream. And I was worried about you. I was like, oh, did she stay up too late at the concert? No, you were just locked in. You were just panic painting.
I was in the zone. I was panic painting. I decided to do for my project for class. A landscape of Donner Lake and California, which is beautiful in the winter, but be sure you have proper transportation if you're going to be going to it.
Or take a buddy you're not that fond of.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you leave on time, because when you leave too late for a trip, that's when cannibalism happens. This is a public service announcement. That's always how it starts, is you're like, we can make it. No, you're going to eat each other. There's so many stories about that particular that starts with like the soccer team in the Andes. Like, there's a whaling boat. Like, they always leave late and they're like, we're fine. And anyway, this is not about the stream. This is about one of my special interests, which is weird. But anyway, the point
is, it's important. When you're planning a trip, leave on time.
Yes. If somebody's like, hey, we need to leave by this time or else we can't go, take that as like, that is the word of God.
Otherwise, we're going to end up in Steph's special interest.
Exactly. Otherwise, I'm going to be watching and ask a mortician about you.
Yes.
And eating popcorn and having the time of my life. And I'll be like, oh, I know that guy / girl.
No, you did, as usual, amazing landscape nail art. Like, and Nicole was so funny. She was like, oh, it's like art. And you're like, that's what I do.
I felt so bad that I didn't just say thank you, because like, we don't know Nicole that well yet. We're big fans. And Nicole, we've always called her Long Coffin when we're like looking at swatchers in
Polished pickup.
Now she's long stiletto.
Yeah, she's whatever she wants to be, but as long as it's long.
Exactly. She long. But yeah, so I was like, but I'm glad that it came up as funny. So Nicole, if you're listening.
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm sorry if you think I don't like you, because I said that I like you a lot.
Yes, I liked that group a lot. I think the dynamic was wonderful. It was really funny, though, with Nicole, because she... And during our planning meeting, she was very concerned that she didn't really have nail art mapped out finger by finger. And she's like, oh, I'm sure you guys have your journals with your drawings and what you're going to do and your plan or whatever. And we all laughed. I was like, I will find out what I'm going to do about 30 minutes before streaming starts.
I had it all in my head. I was like, okay, I'm going to do a landscape of I'm going to do a landscape of Donner Lake. And then I'm going to write like, welcome from beautiful Donner Lake. And it's like classic ADHD magical thinking. I sat down and I was like, I do not have enough length of nail or time to do any of this.
I know. And I knew that would be important to say. So several times in our little planning chat, I was like, remember, 2 hours. Make sure that you can finish it in 2 hours. Because I have the opposite problem. I don't know. My nail art is a lot more simple and I kind of go a little too fast. So I just slap things down and then I'm like, okay, done. And I still finished first as usual. And I awkwardly sat there with my fingers pointing towards the camera for just an uncomfortable amount of time, enough to be commented on by chat. But you know what? It's fine.
You know, you got to sometimes do like the weird, awkward thing and get the chat talking and just have a good time with it.
Exactly. But we had a great time with it. So yeah, the theme was winter and we were using sparkling water as our quote challenge, just to have something that tied it all together. So you did your beautiful landscape. I also did a pond, but it was a cute gingerbread man and his reindeer friend ice skating on it. No cannibalism that we know of.
Well, either of those could eat each other and it won't be cannibalism technically.
Oh, that's right. That's true. That's true.
It'll just be homicide.
It'll just be homicide. Regular, good old regular homicide.
Just plain. It's a plain homicide, please.
Lynn Reed did some walruses that were so, so cute. I want a stuffed animal line of Lynn Reed's animal drawings with their little soulless eyes.
Linnery's animal drawings really give me like cartoon character popsicle.
Yes. Yes. Oh, so good. So
in the best way.
So cute.
Yeah.
Just really, really cute. But yeah, that came out great. She did a radial gradient and it was subtle. And I think she wasn't super happy about that. But I really liked how that looked. Just that very like soft glow from the middle of the nail. So I think it came out great. And then gradient is what Nicole did. All rainbows, all the way across. It was amazing. And put some snowflakes on top of there and made it cute. And she did such a good job. It was so much fun.
Yeah. She was not fully satisfied with her job and was joking that she wanted to like throw it against the wall. And I just got into this like laugh loop about her just running at the wall and slamming
your hand, which I've done on accident. So it is possible.
It is possible.
I've broken a nail
that
way.
They looked adorable.
Yeah. No, I really like how her nails came out, but I totally understand, you know, I think we all feel that way pretty often. Be like, I hate my nail art. And everyone else is like, it's so good. And you're like, you're blind.
Yeah, like, no. Whenever I do something bad and people like won't tell me that it's bad, I'm like, you need to appreciate my art a little bit more, I think. I think you need to. I'm telling you this is bad and I want you to see it the way I see it.
I want scrutiny. Give me scrutiny.
Tell me it bad. That's honestly how I felt about mine, but I do try to hype myself up.
I mean, you were under a time constraint, a sleep deprivation, and yet you still... Yeah, I thought it looked like good enough to be on a puzzle, personally.
Thank you.
Puzzle art level.
Puzzle art level. That's like my dream. The dream is the puzzle art.
I love it. So yeah, thanks again, everyone who joined, and we will see you again for that next month.
Yeah, crazy. I'm so excited to get together with these friends again. So fun. So fun. All right. Why don't we take a little cuticle break? And when we come back, we're going to talk about some drama and maybe a new release. So stay tuned. Hey, everyone. It's Stephanie. And I'm just here to say that the sticker shop is up and running. So head on over to our sticker shop on Ko-fi, link in the description, to get those high quality waterproof two lacquered ladies and Fanatic Your stickers you've always wanted. Stickers ship for the same price whether you buy one or 100. We ship worldwide at a reasonable price, and each order comes with a personal note from me. And now back to the show. Everybody, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane, and we are in mourning because Holo Taco announced what they are retiring this year.
So many polishes. Some of them deserved. Looking at you, Solo Mission. Nobody likes you. Get out of here. But some linears? Excuse me, Christine. Could you stop breaking my heart, please? Orange drink, purple slushy. Knock it off. It's too much. Crimson Void. Okay, fine. I'll give you that.
No one ever needed that. No one ever needed that polish, even when it got released.
Yeah. But yeah, we're losing a lot of good creams and some good linears. We're losing some that I'm not too fussed about. So like Sugar Rush and Featured Guest, one of the many white polishes that Holo Taco has been coming out with lately. They're going to quickly replace them. As we'll talk about in a moment. But yeah, the color story is very much the naturals, you know, the browns, the oranges. But it's surprising to see a good number of purples in this lineup as well.
Yeah, I'm seeing like a lot of warm tones. But yeah, the purples, we've got Work Bestie. We've got Party of One Purple. We got Purple Slushy. We got Flash Drive. Now, Flash Drive, that collection, Linry liked that collection.
Yeah.
And we're so happy for her that she got it.
Yeah. Yes, the light mode multi-chromes, but they're duochromes, but really they're just shimmers. I don't know. That was a little bit of a miss. I think they're beautiful, and I'd love to see those colors come back in a better formula because they're just too sheer. And honestly, I think that's, or at least that's what I'm hoping for a lot of these. So green screen, not pressed, and Amber Apathy is, I can understand that one. But yeah, some of these I reordered just because I do think they're solid and they're really good for nail art, especially Butterscotch Hop. Oh, I've used up most of my first bottle. But like Got Cake, I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to miss it. But yeah.
That one's a no for me. That's just, it's just not a good polish.
Yeah, I thought it was fun for a limited edition birthday polish, which is what it originally came out as, but then it came back. And I was like, why? And now it's leaving again. And people are like, oh, no, I'm going to miss it. I'm like, why?
Why? Yeah.
So maybe a reformulation of the same inspiration. I could be down for that.
Yeah. The ones that I'm really sad about, Amber Apathy, one of my favorite polishes from Holo Taco. I know I'm in the minority there. And I've got a full bottle. I'm never going to run out unless for some reason I decide to like only wear that forever. I don't know. But I love that it gradients so beautifully for like an antique look with the brown from that collection. Oh, from the orange.
Sorry, the What's orange you mean?
The orange? No, I don't mean the freaking bread. The brown.
It's brown. Let's be real. It's brown. Yeah, no, the linears are king of gradients. Like, they are awesome. They're also really great for reverse stamping. So to see a bunch of those go is a real shame.
Yeah. Red Flag Taco, I wore that to the concert over another polish. It was absolutely beautiful. I love it so much. So glad I was able to get it. Favorite Sister, beautiful polish, but I'm always side-eyeing those chromes or those whatever, those foils.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my favorite finish, but like, I don't know. Hello Taco, they don't do them very well. I'll say.
No, go ahead, because I don't like foil polishes, but it's because most of mine are Hello Taco, so I don't know any better. I need to expand.
ILNP and Trixie by Zoya. ILNP, all of the foils they have, and then Zoya, they have Trixie, and that's, Trixie is one of my favorite polishes. It's my favorite foil, and foil is my favorite finish, and I love it so much. It's like wearing a knife on your nails. You can cut someone with Trixie by Zoya, and you can get it for a decent discount sometimes, because they do those wild sales. Don't buy a Zoya full price.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's one of those. It's like, what is it? Color Club also does big sales all the time. Like, there's no reason to buy certain brands full price. But yeah, we will miss you, retirement rack of Hollow Taco. Hopefully you are to be replaced by new and better things, like the opposite color story in the new David's Tea collection that is coming out. Four polish collection of all, well, not, I was about to say all blues, but actually there's one gray in there, like really light gray, which is my favorite. I'm a sucker for those light dove grays, but it does have reflective glitter in it. So we'll see, but it looks really pretty. And then they have that teal cream that has been teased for a really long time, that kind of David's teal color, which is really beautiful. And then there's one that looks like Cold Shoulder. So I think maybe it's not a foil, I don't think, but it's like the same color story. I'm wondering if we are going to see these colors again that have been retired in new formulas. This might be the start of that trend.
Yeah, it would be interesting seeing some other colors and different finishes if you're into that sort of thing. That's not really top of my list for Hollow Taco. The green cream is really beautiful. I do have a lot of those polishes, though, because that is kind of like the Tiffany blue. And I've bought a few of those because I know my sister likes Tiffany blue. So like, I'm like, oh, like when I first started buying polishes, I was like, I'm going to buy Tiffany blues because my sister would like them. And now I have a bunch, but I do think it's a cute collection. I think it's a fun collab. And Danny, you said they have a mug.
Yeah. Hollow Taco will be releasing a mug with this collection. I'm so excited. I love tea. I drink it every day and mugs are great. It's a black mug with the Hollow Taco, like, I don't know what you call
CD.
It. Yeah, the CD, but also they're like their squiggles and stuff. So they're motif, if you will, in hollow paint. I don't know how to make a mug.
Whatever they do.
Whatever it is, it's pretty. So I'm really excited about it. And I haven't seen like a still picture of it yet, but it looks like it's a good sized mug too. It's not a little dinky thing. It's a real tea drinker's mug.
It'd be weird if they released a little dinky one.
It would.
I use my mugs primarily as like holders for like large minis. So I'm excited to get my Hollow Taco mug. And my husband loves Hollow Taco merch. He just thinks it's very, very cute. He's like super into it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And he likes his Hollow Taco hat. And he also wears the Two Lacquered Ladies and Fanatic Ear shirts like everywhere he goes. so cute. So I think I'll probably get one of those for us because, yeah, we don't really drink a lot of tea. Or coffee or any hot beverages, but I do collect mugs because you can just find the funniest, stupid mugs.
Mugs are the best. And you don't have to drink hot liquids out of them. You can drink any liquids out of them.
Or you can turn them over and put a mini on top of them or put your pencils in them.
Exactly.
Oh, this one.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's only a 4-piece collection, which is really nice. After the Birthstones collection that was not meant to be bought all at once, but we all did anyway and upset Christine.
Christine, you're a fool.
You should have known. But yeah.
You should have known by the jingling of her clown shoes. Exactly.
A 4-piece collection sounds great.
Yeah. Low stakes. But yeah, it's a cool collection. I think that's very cool. And I hope she keeps releasing some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what's not cool is being mean online.
Yeah.
Don't you agree, Danny? Stop bullying people. This is a PSA.
Yes. Yeah, our PSA today's include anti-cannibalism messages and anti-online bullying messages.
If you are stuck with your group that has to resort to cannibalism, don't take it out on the internet.
Equal stakes, really.
Take it out on the person next to you instead.
Yeah, so there was some shenanigans that went down. Now, full disclosure, neither Steph nor I have read every single thread talking about these issues and things, but essentially there was a small creator brand that had a gift with purchase. They ran out and were unable to fulfill that gift with purchase after a certain point. They tried to make up for it by saying they would include it with their next order and it just wasn't received well.
Yeah, one person in particular emailed them and was like, hey, I didn't get my gift with purchase. And the company messaged back to them like, oh, we're sorry. It was, you know, while supplies last. And also we put in a thing saying that your next order, you can get a bottle of this. And the person didn't take that well and brought up that that's false advertisement and illegal. And I think most people who are listening could probably rack their brains to a time where they ordered a free gift with purchase. And it said, well, supplies last, because it's almost always there.
Yeah.
Almost always. I know that I have like woken up early to buy something to make sure I got the free gift with purchase while the supplies lasted. And so while I do feel for anybody who, you know, paid good money thinking that they were going to get a special gift, that's always a super bummer. There's no reason to do what this person did, which was present it pretty unfairly without full receipts, without full email correspondence onto a Reddit group.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't cool, especially when we're talking about these smaller brands. Of course, brands can do stuff that is very, very bad.
Yeah, we've seen it happen.
We've seen it happen. There are certain brands that Danny and I won't buy from.
Mm-hmm.
But not having supplies last, I don't think that's the biggest crime deserving. The person said this was the worst customer service they'd ever seen. And like, I want to like, now given people's upsetness is valid, when something happens to you, if you don't get your thing that you want, it makes sense that you're angry about it.
Right.
And you should let yourself be angry about it. But like, a brand denied me 2 bags of merch that I paid for and drove across country for. Perhaps consider the scale.
Yes.
of what's happening.
Yeah, I don't want to invalidate anyone's feelings. And I also don't want to discourage anyone from sharing their experiences with brands. If you have a bad experience, tell people about it. It's
yeah,
freedom of information here, but make sure that you're presenting it in a rational and truthful, fully honest way. You know what I mean? Be like, I placed this order. I did not get it. It said while supplies last, but I'm still upset. Okay. Thanks for the information. So yeah, that kind of blew up and it just got us thinking, because this isn't the first time we've seen a small brand get attacked online for what Steph and I would consider kind of minor issues. And we want to just put it back out there to remember that these small indie creators are people. There's usually one people behind the scenes doing everything. And not everybody can be good at everything. Obviously, they can be good enough to run a business successfully, but you can't expect someone to be the best social media manager and shipping warehouse manager and what is CEO, CFO, like all of that creative design. Like, you can't treat a single person the same way you treat a huge corporation. At a huge corporation, if you have an issue with a product, they have a team of people there to address it and to fix the problem and do the best that they can. This one person is doing the best they can. So let's just remember that.
Yeah. And one thing that I see a lot of, and I'm not completely free of this, none of us are completely free of this, but a lot of us buy from companies that don't do great things, that we know don't do great things. Amazon's a big one. I think that almost anybody would say that Amazon has their issues with how they treat their employees and their impact on the environment and on what people expect from shipping. Because like, when I order something, I want it yesterday. It was a huge inconvenience that I had to order this part for my 3D printer from the company itself, and it took it 4 days to get to me. Whereas perhaps in another world, I would already have that stuff because I would know it would take forever to get to me. Because, like, who knows? It could have taken months to get to me. Like, maybe I would have just been completely SOL. You have no idea. And we give those big companies the grace that often we don't give these smaller companies. And I think personally to me, and I invite people to challenge me on this, it often really feels like we have this cognitive dissonance where we're saying, well, I really want to boycott Amazon, but that's just not going to happen. But what I can do is I can show people what this brand is doing. And in some cases, there was a brand that people's nails fell off of, like that happened.
There are valid reasons to not buy from a brand and actively encourage others to not buy from the brand.
Yeah.
When there's an actual issue with the product, but that's not what happened this time.
Yeah. And, you know, as Danny said earlier, I think there is like, if you have a bad experience at the company, I'm not saying like, just keep that to yourself. Just give them every single leeway, all that stuff. Like, that's not the case. But like, perhaps we can try to be kind to each other, to treat people the way that we want to be treated. If you made 75 polishes to send out as gifts with purchase, and you wrote on your thing, while supplies last, and somebody did not see that and then got mad at you and then told you you were doing something illegal, how would that make you feel?
Yeah.
If they did that, if you were being fully upfront and doing something that everybody does. And then on the other side, this was shown in my Discord. And I even was like, oh, that sounds bad. Well, I guess I'll keep an eye out on this brand, even though I like this brand a lot. And then later on, we found out that it was just basically just somebody complaining and having a bad time and being a poor sport. And we all need to make sure we check the facts. It costs nothing to just kind of hold yourself a little bit, stop and say, what's happening here? Is this really a big deal? And I think that, sorry, I'm going on a little bit of a weird thing, but I think that a lot of us are so afraid to have had the wrong opinion.
Yeah.
That we don't even want to stop and think about what the right opinion should be. Because like, we're like, oh, well, if everybody's going to jump on this brand, I don't want to look like I'm a bigot or something because I didn't like jump on this brand.
Yeah. No, that's something that frustrates me too, because it's like, you don't have to voice your opinion immediately.
Yeah.
You can wait until some more stuff comes out. I don't know why that's become an expectation from everybody that they're going to say, you know, I heard about this and this is my opinion on it and I'm going to tell everybody about it on my feed. Why?
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 Yeah, just try to think if the tables were turned.
Yeah.
You know, like that's something that I do often is like, all of us have done things that we regret in our life. And this isn't even that. This is just somebody saying, this is what it said. And you're going to be treated like everybody else that ordered this polish. Like, this isn't even that.
Yeah.
But just think about how you would feel if, you know, somebody didn't read the fine print and then was getting mad at you, how you would feel if something you said was taken out of context and now everybody thinks that you're something that you're not. And sometimes things aren't taken out of context, but I think that there's nothing in the world that is happening here in the nail space that we can't just take like 5 seconds to be like, hold on, I'm going to wait. Like, I stopped buying Maniology, but it took me a while because I just wanted to figure out what was going on.
Right, right. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to be patient and just see where things go. And you bring this up a lot, and it's a good reminder. A lot of these indie brand creators are in the same socioeconomic class as you. I think a lot of people get in their head that a business owner automatically equals wealthy, and that is 100% not the case for a majority of small business owners. They usually have to sacrifice quite a bit, including financially, their time, and so much risk is put on the line for something they're passionate about. So please keep that in mind when you are having an issue. Also, I'm glad that this person did email the brand and express their concerns and stuff, but because some people will just go straight to social media and not even try to reach out to the brand. So in 2025, I'm asking that we all take a little chill pill, treat each other with some kindness and with some grace and patience, because we're all just people peopling away, just doing our best.
We do be peopling, that is for sure.
People, everybody people. Everybody making some noise.
People's popple, but they don't fall down.
Yeah. In 2020. Exactly. That feels 2025 me. That feels like the right vibe. People popple, not fall down.
Yeah, that's our motto for the year.
Hey, the color is mocha mousse and the motto is don't fall down.
Can we get a flag or a design from somebody in the audience? Anyway, that was quite the episode. I think that was enough for today. Danny, take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Fanaticure. She is Danny Shout. All our links are in the description. Join us next time when we have a better joke.
Stay lacquered.